News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Does the education system deliver for all young people? That is the question being asked at the 2025 Symposium of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. And Paul Crone is director of that national association. He joins us this morning. Paul, I suppose the question is, does the education system deliver for all young people? So what's the answer?
Well, I suppose that's the purpose of the symposium in many ways. I think we will all know the answer. We've had plenty of kind of commentary around the issues such as poor attendance, anxiety, disengagement among students. And those, I suppose, that commentary has been ongoing for quite a while. So the symposium is really about exploring solutions, about putting stakeholders in the room with the Department of Education, with the statutory bodies, with all of the relevant parties, unions, management bodies and all of that. And let's tease out and explore what the system can do so that we can arrive at a consensus with a view to being able to formulate effective policy going forward.
Okay. And Paul, and I'm not being facetious with, does the system work for anybody? Is there a group of kids that the system works fine for, and then there are other kids, be they kids with additional needs, or be they kids with language difficulties, or be they kids from migrant backgrounds, so there are, you know, have their own challenges or what have you. Is it specific cohorts that it's not working for, or is it challenging for everybody?
Well, there are challenges for everybody, and in preparation for this and discussing it with school principals and teachers, we are all products of the system. The system worked for us. We are the poster children of the system, and we went through it. But as we're now working in that area, I think we are noticing more and more students are not being catered for and not having their needs met. And we're at a time of change when we're looking at senior cycle redevelopment. We have a huge increase in the number of students with additional educational need. We have an influx of students of international origin. And the makeup of our schools are changing. And while we're looking at these issues, curriculum reform, assessment reform, and all of that, we need to start, I suppose, taking into consideration how every student can have their needs met. So there are students with additional education needs. There are students from educational disadvantage and international
origin. Do you believe that the system, the school system, has the ability to be flexible enough to cater for different groups in this manner? Do you know what I'm asking you?
Yeah, I do. And change has been incredibly slow, and it is one of the major kind of frustrations around educational change. And I mean, the Ombudsman for Children has been quoted as saying, let's get a move on. Every year we delay, there's more children that are potentially being left behind. So we have to believe that there is a genuine desire. And I know from my engagement with the Department of Education, there is a genuine desire to do the right things in the right way for the right people. It's a matter of getting everybody on the same page. And that's the position, I suppose, as school principals, we're in, to try to develop that consensus so that
so do you divide, think that it is possible for our school system going forward? And by the way, I speak about this as somebody who doesn't obviously know anything about it, but that there will be a way going forward of catering for those kids who are very anxious in school, or catering for those kids who are neurodivergent in school, or catering for those kids who have, as I say, international backgrounds, language difficulties, all that kind of stuff. Do you believe, like, because it seems to be a huge undertaking, a very expensive undertaking, and very complex for teachers and schools, I would imagine.
Absolutely, it is complex. But if we don't believe we can do it, well, then we're at nothing with our education system. But it comes, and I know that the Citizens' Assembly, which was in the last programme for government, is not in this programme for government. But it starts with the conversation around the dinner table, the attitudes of the parents, of the students, of the employers. It's a whole societal attitude, but it must start from within the education system, is my belief. But I do believe that we're all working towards the same thing. There are, in many ways, there are small things we can do, but there are large structural change that will take time. But a lot of it is attitudinal, and We use excuses.
Well, I was going to ask you just as kind of lastly, is there an issue with attitude? Because you mentioned us as the poster boys and girls for the system, because we went through it and we got on with it. But there is no reason to think that neurodivergence, for example, is greater now than it was then, that which was just undiagnosed. People weren't recognised as being, you know, on an autism spectrum. People weren't recognised as having things like dyslexia or ADHD or those. They weren't recognised, but they did exist. And we all yes. got on with it. Is there still an attitudinal issue where people think, well, we got on with it and maybe we weren't any worse off, a lot of us. Maybe we should just get on with it now. Is there still attitudes like that prevail?
There's a smaller amount of it. And I mean, when you look at the school completion rates when I was in school, they were probably talking about 60 to 70% went on to Leaving Cert, whereas now we're in the 90s.
Yeah.
So a lot of
so
those
it was that the result out. Of it, those kids who were down the back of the class and being told they were dunces, even though all they were children with dyslexia or whatever, that they just dropped out of the school system.
That's how we dealt with it.
Okay.
That's how we dealt with it, yeah.
Look, yeah. Appreciate that, Paul. Thank you for talking to us this morning. That is Paul Crone there, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputies, on that symposium about education. I wonder what people think about that this morning. Lots of people have children in school listening in, or maybe in the car on their way to school, and particularly kids with additional needs.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.